We've touched on leverage and we've touched on velocity. You said there were three concepts. What's the third?
The third is perhaps the most unusual concept that people don't think about, and that's taxes.
Indeed, I don't think of taxes as a wealth strategy or wealth building strategy. I think of it more as a necessary evil that must be handled on the way to creating more.
That's right. Taxes, though, are the easiest place for most of us to get additional investment funds. Instead of paying the maximum amount of tax that we can, if we paid the least amount of tax because we had a good tax strategy, if we took the difference, the savings, and we were to invest that, it's amazing what impact that can have. And let me give you some comparable numbers if I could. Going from a simple compound interest strategy to a leveraged strategy could mean the difference between doubling my money in 7 years to increasing my return by 5 to 10 times. That's the difference between leverage and not leveraging. If I add velocity, I could be as much as 20 times what I would get under the normal compound interest. But using taxes and getting the right tax advice so that I have that additional funds available to me can actually be twice as fast as just using velocity. So it might be 30 or 40 times the return. The reason is that if I'm giving taxes away that I don't have to, and if I get those back, that's really, it's like free money. It's money I wouldn't otherwise have. And if I use that and go invest that and apply the principles of leverage and velocity, now it's pretty easy to demonstrate that you can effectively double that supply of money and double your returns on investment just from the tax advantages.
So this involves a proactive strategic approach to tax as opposed to a reactive sort of after the event filling in the form.
That's right, John. It doesn't just happen. It takes a creative tax strategist. It takes a creative approach. And we're not talking about doing anything illegal. In fact, just the opposite. There's really only two ways to save money in taxes. One is to cheat, and the other is to understand the law and apply it proactively in a tax strategy. Well, if we take the second option, we sleep at night, don't go to jail, don't worry about the IRS knocking on our door, but we'd better have, again, the right coach to help us move this along.
And in fact, there's more about this strategic approach to tax in what J.J. Childers has to offer in this program. What I'd like to ask you right now is how we integrate these three elements and how we also use the coach that we've spoken about earlier to help us move forward with our wealth creation strategy.
Well, the first thing we have to do is to think about, again, what do we want to do? So we kind of outline this personal wealth strategy in our minds. But a coach will help us with the questions. They'll probe and ask the questions and help us really define what that strategy can be. So when we work with that coach, we're not just using our own mind. Again, we're leveraging with the coach. And the coach can help pull out what we need. A really good example is, I'm going to go back to Tiger Woods for a minute.
Sure.
Tiger Woods has completely reevaluated his swing at least twice in my memory. And yet, when he started, he was a great golfer. Well, his coach helped him look at, okay, what are you doing? What do you need to do to become even better? This is one of the things I admire so much about Tiger Woods, is that he constantly wants to improve. He's not satisfied with being great. He wants to be the greatest ever. Well, the same thing applies to us. We need somebody to evaluate our financial swing. We need somebody to evaluate that strategy and help us, coach us along to what should that plan be? What's best for us?
Obviously, this is going to involve more than just an idea floating in the mind.